everyone. I am Gina Brown. I want to do a quick recap of last week. On last week, we talked about faith as it is taught to us through Hebrews 11 and 1, which reads, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." And we concluded that now faith is always present tense. Faith is in the now. It's right now faith. Amen. And we said that faith always sees the thing done. Whatever you have on the altar, when you believe God for it, you receive. And that faith provides the substance or the assurance. And that makes the substance the foundation for your faith, for what you are believing. And we were believing for two things, for things hoped for and for things not seen. And we said that the Bible gives us examples of the evidence through the Bible patriarchs such as Abraham, Noah, and Joshua, and other men and women servants of God who, without any visible evidence, believed and received the promises made by God. Amen? Okay, so let's move on. Today, we're talking about walking by faith. I want you to go with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 7. And it reads, "We walk by faith and not by sight." We walk by faith and not by sight. To walk by faith is to follow God and accept the path He leads you through for your life. It's easy to look at someone else's life and compare it to yours, but you have to stay on course God has set for you. You may become a little weary, confused sometimes, a little disoriented even. Oh yes, you can become a little disoriented and lose your focus, especially when you're trying to figure God out. Why am I still here in this season in my life? Why is God moving this way? Nothing's happening. Well, God is trying to switch gears in you to get you to another level He has chosen. And because you don't recognize the change or you're not ready for the change, you begin to analyze the circumstance. You're looking for a logical explanation, something you can explain and see. And now you're not walking by faith. It's all you and all about you. Amen. But because you feel that nothing has conspired in your life because of your age, because you've been walking with the Lord for a long time, you may have made many, many, many sacrifices. And you just become disoriented. You lost your focus when you don't see any change. But let me show you something in the Word of God. If you will go to Ecclesiastes 3, verses 1 through 15, and I'm not going to read all of that, but please read 1 through 15 the first chance you get. It will answer some questions and clarify some things you may have been pondering as you are walking with the Lord. Amen. I want to start with verse 1. Verse 1 says, "To everything there is a season and a time, to every purpose under heaven." I'm going to skip down to verse 4. "A time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance." Verse 6, "A time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away." Verse 7, "A time to rend and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak." Amen. We are born, then we are adolescents, then we are in adulthood. And everything that conspires during and throughout our seasons of life. The first verse says, "A time to every purpose." Your season, wherever you are in life, has a purpose as you walk in the natural. The latter part of that verse says, "A time to every purpose under the heaven." It's our time God has designated for us to live by, govern our affairs by, to die by, as we walk through this life. There's a designated specific time set aside for each life, and no one can walk your walk. And regardless of whatever that's going on in your life, be very careful not to compare it to others. Amen. We're walking through this Christian journey by faith and not by sight. But if you slow down and stop through every season of your life because you don't think something's favorable for you, something's not there, you're going to lose momentum. You're going to lose your joy, your peace, and you won't be able to see God's purpose. There are some weary times along throughout this journey, a time to get and a time to lose. We're not always going to be on the receiving end of life. This Christian journey is not a cakewalk, and we should not assume that it should be. In fact, the Bible forewarns us just what this journey is to be. Psalms 34 and 19 says, if you go over to Psalms 34 and 19, the Bible says, many of the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him out of them all. Does not matter how old or how young you are, how long you've been walking with the Lord, you're going to experience some pitfalls along the way. We are not exempt from troublesome times. It sounds really wonderful to say we walk by faith and not by sight. Until your faith is challenged, then what happens? What happens when your faith is challenged? Then we're going to have a more intimate relationship with God. Yet through it all, the Bible says in Matthew 28 and 20, he will be with you always, even until the end of the world. It doesn't get any better than that, amen? So you can enjoy your journey. Nobody but a mighty God can make a promise, keep a promise like that. And we have witnesses, evidence that God keeps his promises. Doesn't matter what season you are in. God has not forgotten you. So just keep walking, keep the faith, keep moving. Amen. Now, I have a few keys. Actually, I have three keys I want to share with you guys. These are major, at least they were for me. They were lessons learned. I mean, lessons learned. Sometimes I hate to take the lesson twice, but I got it. I hope it will help somebody. Watch this. To walk by faith, you're going to have to be mindful of your thoughts. You're going to have to be mindful of your thoughts. Thoughts determine how you react to a situation. There it is right there. Thoughts determine how you react to a situation. They form a pattern and then an action, and they manifest to whatever you perceive it to be if you hold it there a long time. Amen. That's why we fall out with people. Yes, when thoughts are planted in your mind, then you try to rationalize the thought. And in the end, it's nothing that it appeared to have been in your mind. And then you, after you ponder it for a while, then you act on it. That's trouble. That's trouble when you don't, when you're not mindful of your thoughts. Even if you do not literally, physically address the thought, those contrary, vicious, vindictive thoughts can cause you, it will cause you to be wrong in the spirit. No one heard you say anything. No one seen you do anything. But God said in his word, I know your thoughts, every single one of them. When we are walking by faith, we're walking with God. And you cannot compromise your walk thinking wrong. That is why Paul says in Philippians 4 and 8, if you will go there, Philippians 4 and 8. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, think on these things. You can't step out of sync while walking with God, tell somebody off and do some other things and get back in sync. But then again, you can. Yeah, you can do that. But it's going to cost you. Now, God has moved on into another realm, into another season in the spirit realm to bring you up into a level in him. And because you are not focused on your purpose, you missed it. You're going to miss a lot when you are not mindful of your thoughts. You have to guard your thoughts. You have to. because God is always speaking. The Holy Ghost is directing and instructing and correcting us. And when you are off in left field, you are going to miss it. You're going to miss your next season in God. And now you're thinking, oh, why am I still in this season? After you get up, realize where you are in the spirit realm. Well, realize where you are in Christ. Years have gone by. There hasn't been any change in the spirit man. And it's because you were supposed to move when God moved, but because you had your mind on other things, you missed that particular season. Amen? You must guard your mind, control your thoughts. Now, I know someone's saying, we can't control our thoughts, but we can. We can control our thoughts. Watch this. If you will go over to 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7. The Bible says to us, for the Spirit of God does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. Amen. We have the power of the Holy Spirit to control our thoughts. We can control our attitude and behavior. Yes. The key to that verse is this: self-discipline. Check yourself. It is not your responsibility to put everybody else in check. We must practice. We must practice what's right. Make an effort. Get started. Amen. Again, go back to Philippians 4 and 8. The Lord even lets us know what we should think on. And after you have been on your walk for a while, you ought to know what you ought to think on. You know when you are having a contrary thought. You know when your thoughts are not lining up with the word of God. Amen. You can guard your mind. You can guard your mind. Go on over to Isaiah 26 and 3. The word of God shows us how to guard our mind and what to think. Isaiah 26 and 3 says to us, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on him, because he trusted in him." Amen. What is perfect peace? Perfect peace is uninterrupted peace, undisturbed peace. You're not visibly shaken by every little change that occur in your life. And it's because you've learned to control your thoughts. You've learned when to take things to Jesus. Amen. And we have the knowledge that Jesus is supreme key. Amen. And he keeps our mind. If you keep your mind stayed on him. We know where our help comes from. Like I said, sometimes you may be a little confused. You know, it is a long journey. And it can, and at times I know it's been a hard journey. And we have to remind ourselves what the word of God says. Nobody have arrived yet. Nobody's perfect. We think things. We say things. But you have to be mindful of what you are thinking. You have to be mindful of what you are thinking and where and who you are directing your thoughts to. Okay, let's move on. My second key, walking by faith and not by sight. It requires you to watch what you are saying. Another lesson I learned, watch what you are saying. Are you speaking faith about the situation, or are you speaking doubt and fear? I know for a fact, one sure way to hinder your breakthrough is doubt. Walking by faith has no place for a doubtful disposition. In fact, the Bible says to us, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So if you're wavering, can't make a decision, second-guessing the word of God, you can't possibly be walking by faith. But because you are too busy looking around for other solutions to what you are seeking from God. So when you're under pressure, don't open up your mouth and support darkness. Use the scriptures. Rebuke darkness with the word of God. God says you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Be careful of what you are saying and don't use falsify statements like, and we do it all the time. God may not come when you want him, but he's always on time. Now, although that may be true, it's not a biblical fact, meaning it's not in the scriptures. Why not say Jesus is a very present help in trouble? That's a biblical fact. And when you need to rebuke a thought or an action, you must use the word of God. Simply because God says, my word shall not return void, but it will accomplish that which I please. And those cliches, those words are not God's words. They're cute little made up phrases that don't have any power. Amen? You're going to have to call those things that are not as though they were. No, no, no. You don't have the home yet. You don't have a car. You don't have a job. But the Bible says you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. So call those things forth as though they were already done in Jesus' name. Remember, faith sees the thing done. Remember, you receive when you believe what you are saying. Go to Mark 11:23 really quickly. Mark 11:23 says this to us. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he say shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith. Amen. So we have the word that confirms that we have power in what we say. We have power in what we say when we use the word of God. You have power to think right and walk right and do right. It's in the word of God. Put the word on it, amen? No, you may not have it yet, but when you're thinking, line up with what you are saying, you're getting into position. You need a job, you say, I put in the application today, and I'm believing you, Lord God, for that job, because you said, if I can believe, all things are possible to them that believe. And now you're walking in faith. That's how you use the word of God. Put the word behind your circumstance. Speak it into existence. The Lord God said, all good and perfect gifts comes from up above. Anything that's not like God is of the devil, and you don't have to accept it. But when you agree with your situation, what's visible as opposed to what God has said in his word, you are agreeing of what you see in the natural, and you are condoning and trying to control that circumstance. And the Bible says that you can speak a blessing or a curse on your own life. Don't use your own words. Forget about what they say. Just go right to the word of God and apply the word of God to what's ever going on in your life. Amen. Use your words wisely when you choose to speak. Say what God says about you and your circumstance. One sure way, friends, to walk by faith is to know what God says concerning what you're going through. Now, you don't have to know the whole Bible, but find a scripture, find a word that matches your circumstance. Amen. Let's just say that. And pray that over it. When you're in the word and praying and speaking and your thoughts are in alignment, God will provide provisions and solutions for what you need to happen. Amen. Let me say that again. When you are in the word and you pray in the word, speaking it, and your thoughts are in alignment with what the word is saying, then God will provide provisions and solutions for what you have need of, for what you need to happen in your life. Amen. Amen. I have another key, friend. Just one more key. Third key. Walking by faith requires you to keep in step with God. Amen. Can you follow Jesus? Model your actions after him. Model your actions, your actions. Remember when the disciples were, when Jesus was here with us on earth and the disciples were following Jesus, then they began to mimic Jesus. His ways became their ways. They thought like he thought. Then when Jesus went away to be with the Father, they lined up their thoughts, their ways, their actions. They mimicked Jesus. Amen. Walking by faith requires us to model ourselves, model our actions after His. How are you going to do that? One way, as I said, you have to know the Word. The Scriptures are God. If you know the words of God and you are abiding, then you know God. And one way to keep in step, keep you on the same page. Another thing is this. Imagine walking down the sidewalk or you're walking through the mall with a friend. And you're walking and you're talking. And you're walking and you're having conversation. And finally, your steps are in sync with one another. Amen. And you're just walking along and you're walking along. And you finally have the same rhythm. That's the word I'm looking for. So it is in the spirit realm. When you are reading your Bible, when you are reading and you're praying, amen, and you're having an aha moment, as they say, and you stay there for a minute with your thoughts and your meditation, and the Holy Spirit begins to reveal some things to you, and you are agreeing in the spirit of your mind, now you are in sync. Amen. 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 Be led by the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. Walking by faith. Walking by faith. Let me say this about walking by faith. You're going to lose some friends. Amen. Some friends who do not understand why you cling to a promise or a dream that's obviously to them is never going to happen. It's not going anywhere. You're not going anywhere. You testified of some things God has shown you in the spirit. And because it has not come yet, they want to know why. They want to know why you're still holding on. Amen. But they're looking in the natural realm of things while you are walking by faith. Amen. 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 Don't let people call you out. Amen. Don't let them call you out and don't let nobody challenge you on the word. Amen. You choose your battles. Stay focused. You're walking by faith. You are walking with God. Amen. Because they're going to want to know, what is it that you see? What is it that you see? What is it that you see in this God? You don't have this and you don't have that. They're looking in the natural. They're looking at the physical things. They're looking at your clothes and your house and all the stuff. And they're going to want to know, what is it that keeps you focused? What is it that keeps you walking with God? Amen. But we know that we walk by faith and not by sight. It's not in our stuff. It's not what we see. Amen. But it's what we know. It's what we see. It's what we believe in the spirit. To walk by faith requires strength and courage. You have to have courage to stand up to any cult or religion that denies that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. Yes, it's going to take some courage. You're going to have courage to witness to a dying world when they tell you to your face they don't want any part of Jesus. Amen. Amen. You must be willing to be shunned and misunderstood. Amen. Oh, I know it sounds wonderful to say we walk by faith and not by sight. But you must be willing to give up a lot. You must be willing to give up control. Control that you thought you had, amen. Control over your emotions. When you know you want to step out and set some things straight and answer some contrary questions and, you know, answer some accusations. But that's not where we are. That's not how we live. You're going to have to give up control over wanting to do things your way. Control over your life. When you walk by faith and not by sight, there's no room on the journey for any of you in the natural. For any of you in the natural. Amen. We are in sync with God. We step when God steps and we stop when He stops. That's what we do. That's what we are. Relying on the word as it leads us and guides us. Amen. So remember, yes, we walk by faith and not by sight, but there are some things that you're going to have to do. A lot of things you're going to have to do. You're going to have to control your thoughts. You're going to have to control what you say. And you're going to have to be mindful of when you are walking with the Lord. You're going to have to step when God steps and stop when he stops and rest when he rests. Amen. However, along the journey, there are many, many, many blessings. Many blessings. So, you can enjoy yourself and enjoy yourself in the Lord as you walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. Remember, guard your thoughts. Watch what you are saying and stay in sync while you are walking with the Lord through the word. Amen. Thank you so much for giving me a few minutes of your time. Please come back on next Thursday. I have another lesson on faith I want to share with you. Thank you for being with us on today.